Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Shechi Lenishmas. Maris Esther Vasu Shmoros, Chana Vesakaras, Alta Chana Sreb Meir Zev. And is based in the Torah, Marina Barbein Avon Amuflag, Amuflag. David Manzitzal, Yortzeit's coming up. Should be Lenishmas, of course, as well. It says in Torah, Parashas Baloscha, with the Davir Miriam Va'aron Moshe, Al Oidois Isha Hakushis Asher Lokach, Ki Isha Kushis Lokach, Vayomru Harak Ach Moshe Diber Hashem, Haloigam Banu Diber Hashem, Vayishma Hashem. And Aaron and Miriam spoke about Moshe, about the Isha Kushis, the black woman that he took, because he took a black woman. And they said, did God only speak with Moshe? He spoke with us as well. And Hashem heard. Lechora, we have to understand the double lashon of the pasuk. Ki isha kushis lakach, it already says, al odos isha kushis asher lakach. So what does the pasuk have to say again? Ki isha kushis lakach. Alshev talks about this other portion. You also have to understand Rashi. Rashi says, Ki isha kushis lakach ve'achshav girsha. So this is Sechel Chomin asks, Rashi already writes, Al oides ha'isha kushis, Al oides gerusha. Was Rashi repeating himself? Ki isha kushis lakach, and now he was divorced her. Ayin sham besif Sechel Chomin, Yadayin Sorich Biur. Another kasha, what it says in Pasuk Beis, Vayoimru, they said, Rak Ach. B'moyshe Dibir Hashem. Vare Pasuk Aleph Katuv, Vatidaber Miriam, Shulashon Kasha. Like it says in the Sifri here, brought in Rashi. So it starts out with the Vayedaber. Vatedaber Miriam ve'Aaron v'Moshe. It's a Lashon Koshe. And then Vayoimru, which is a soft Lashon. So which one is it? Ayin gam bezeh ba'al shechvoit. We also have to understand in Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vatedaber Miriam ve'Aaron v'Moshe. Lashon Yochid. How do you say Lashon Yochid on Miriam and Aaron? Vatedaber Miriam ve'Aaron v'Moshe. What's the Lashon Yochid? Besides that, we have to understand, if there's any of Lashon Yochid, then why Vayter in Pasuk Beis is to say Vayoimru, Lashon Rabim. So on what they said in Pasuk Aleph, Vatedaber is in Pasuk Beis in Lashon Rabim, Vayoimru. So, what's up with that? I am Baal Sheikh Void. Svarim in Astam de Boazim. Begam Tzich Lalvin Gam Hashem Vuar B'Mesechat Shabbat B'Dav Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph Shigam Aroi Nitztareya Elo Shinitrapei Miyad. Aaron also got Saras, but he was Misrapei immediately, unlike Miriam. So we have to understand why Aaron gets a different punishment than Miriam. Ayin b'zeh b'marsha, u'barif b'ein yankif, u'b'lukutei anshe shem b'chumish. But we still don't understand why on one hand Aaron was mischayev b'aynesh, on the other hand he was misrapei miyad. He was healed immediately. But Miriam was got an onesh, and only through the tefillah of Moshe she was misrape. What's the midah and what's the midah connected midah? We also have to understand pasuk beis vayoyimru harak ach b'moshe diber. Rak is a miut, and ach is a miut. Harak ach. What's pshat in the lashon of the pasuk? Harak only ach, but this is discussed by the Or HaChaim, the Sifsei Chachamim, ve'oid pasuk gimul. Ve'o'ish Moshe onov me'oid mikol ha'odom asher al pnei ha'adoma. מה זה עניין כהמשך למה שכתוב בפסוק הקודם? How does this fit into the whole structure of the psukim? We had pasuk aleph and beis, which we read out, and then pitom pasuk gimel, va'ish Moshe onov me'oid mikol ha'odom asher al pnei ha'adom. מה הקשר? The Ramban brings Das of Nosim B'Sifri that they spoke in front of Moshe and Moshe was silent. V'yazkir an v'sanusa. It mentions Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. And Hashem was Makane. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't answer. So Hashem answered for him. Wherever the Sifrisham brings the Das of Tanakame, Shebeinam lebein Atzman dibru v'lo shamei ala Hashem. That they spoke among themselves, and the only one who heard was God. According to the other opinion of Nasan, Moshe Rabbeinu heard. But according to the Tanakame, only Hashem heard, Moshe didn't hear. So how's the Tanakhama going to learn up for Ish Moshe Anav Noid? See the Ramban that we just mentioned. We also have to understand why it doesn't say it after Pasuk Aleph. Why only after Pasuk Beis? But to Dabir Miriam, why only after Arak Ach B'Moshe Diber Hashem, Alo Gam Banu Diber Hashem, Vayishma Hashem? Why only there to say Vayter Vayishma Hashem Anav Mikol Adam? Ein Baal Shech Void. Later on in Pasuk Ches, it says, Pe'el pe'a dabir boy, b'mare v'loy b'chidois, u'smunas Hashem yabit, u'madua lo yireisem l'dabir b'avdi b'moyshe. I speak to mouth, with a vision, not in riddles. He sees the picture of Hashem. Why were you not afraid to speak about my servant, about Moshe? Rashi says from the Tanchuma and Tzav, Ba'avdi, afo pisha eno Moshe. Ube Moshe, afo pisha eno avdi. My servant, even though he's not Moshe. And Moshe, even though he's not my servant. What inyan is there in Moshe not being the servant of Hashem? Like what chashivas does Moshe have if he's not the servant of Hashem? That's Moshe's whole ma'ilah. Why did the Pasuk say both? Moshe and Avdi. Also Pasuk Yir Aleph, Vayoyimer Aharon el Moshe bi Adoni, al toshes aleinu chatos, asher noalnu, v'asher chotonu. And Aaron said to Moshe, Oh my Lord, please don't count this sin against us, in which we have done foolishly, and in which we have sinned. Asher no'alnu is a lashon of foolishness. Asher chatanu is a sin. M Noyanu Lashon Evil. See the word Evil in Noyanu. There's an Aleph of Vav Lamed. Foolishness. So what's the foolishness and what's the sin? What's the shtus and what's the chait? Now in Pasuk Ches, it says, Pe'al Pe'al Dabrabo, Rashi says, I spoke to him mouth to mouth, I told him to be parish min Aisha. At Sinai, when I said, Shuvu lechem l'aleichem ata po amer imadi, stay with me over here, everyone else go back to your wives. Moshe, stay here. Now the Chor, the Pashtei Dekho, the Pasuk is talking about the godless of the Nevu of Moshe. Like it says, Lo loy kein abdi Moshe b'chol beis sinemon, who pe'al pe'al dabrabo v'loy ma'av loy v'chidois. So what's the whole inyan of the Prisha min Aisha coming when he's talking about the Maila of the Nevu of Moshe? Should have said at the beginning or at the end. But why is it in the middle? ובעיקר הדובר היום במערשו בשבס על המבור בסוג ישם גימו דבור המוסם מישם מדייטוי והסכים הקדוש ברוך הוא אימוי. And one of them is פירש מן האישו. מי דוריש? נוסק על וחומר בעצמוי. ומי ישראל שלא דיבר שכיני מוים אלו שו אחס. וקוב עליהם זמן. אמרו טויני ואין אוכלים בכלוי אל תקשו. אני שבכל שו השכיני מדבר עשימי. ואין אוי כבר לי זמן. על אחס כמה וכמה. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Kal V'chomer. He said, if the Jewish people, the Shekhinah only speaks to them once, the Torah says, separate from your wives in preparation. So me, B'chol Shah, the Shekhinah speaks with me. And I don't have a set time. So I'm on a higher level, so I should certainly separate from my wife. And how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking? Because it says, Lechem or Lechem, Shuvu Lechem lo Lechem. And in Baiter it says, Ve'ata po amori modi. And some say, Vizdamri pel pa dabirba. So Hashem was masking because he said, go back to your tents. But you stay, everyone else, but you, Moshe, stay with me. And some say, pel pa dabirba. So the Maharsha writes, שבדברי רשי כאן מבואר, שמה שכתוב פה על פה, היינו שמכבר אמרתי לו כן. והוא במה שנאמר לו, ואתה פה עמוד עמדי. מרשוס היורה is, that in Rashi here we see, that what's the פה על פה הדברבו? I already told him that he should separate from his wife. Where? When I said Atapo Mori Madi. That's the way Rashi's learning it up. Problem is the Gemara learns it differently. We see that according to the Lishna Basa, Pel Padabrabo, now he's telling him. Moshe, Aaron and Miriam at a Tainan Moshe, why are you separating from your wife? So the Gemara says, no, Pel Padabrabo, I told him, now I told him. Not earlier at Sinai, now. So how's Rashi learning not like the Gemara? Shtaka Kashin. So we sweet friends have our work cut out for us. And please God, in the coming Shir, we will see Niflos, Urabos, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Mitaras, Hashem. All I can ask you is that you stick with me. And B'li Neder, we will see. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.